trans advocates train doctors how to break down parents' resistance to child sex changes. By Spencer Lindquist on October 13, 2022. A pro-transgender medical organization provided a guide to health professionals teaching them how to pressure parents to accept their child's transgender identity. Titled Engaging the Families of Transgender and Gender Diverse Children, the guide from the Fenway Institute gave a number of strategies that doctors can use to pressure parents into accepting their child's transgender identity. One part of the guide listed potential signs that a family needs additional help and resources to come to accept and support their child's gender diversity. The guide includes numerous behaviors on the list, including referring to the child's gender-diverse identity as a phase, inconsistent name/pronoun use, and using incorrect gendered words like son or daughter. Both rigid understanding of gender roles and gender expression and fixation on the young person's gender presentation previously being aligned with their sex assigned at birth were also listed as signs that a family may need additional help and resources to come to accept and support their child's gender diversity. The guide poses the question, what if families doubt that their child is gender diverse? Before going on to instruct doctors to validate their concern and then explain that gender identity is internal to a person. Therefore, it is not possible for others to determine someone else's gender identity. Only the individual can do that. Meanwhile, healthcare providers are told to affirm the child's identity as transgender. In fact, providers are instructed to tell the children that they will be an affirming adult in their life during a private conversation in which the parents are not present. A script of a sample conversation between a doctor and a child is given, which reads, "Please know that the specifics of what we discuss about you are confidential unless you give me permission to share those things." It goes on to say, "Sometimes it can be helpful for me to talk directly with your family about your needs and the importance of supporting this part of your identity." The guide also admits that sex change operations have been performed on minors, remarking, "While surgical interventions in adolescents are rare, they can be helpful for adolescents experiencing significant gender dysphoria." Providers may also help to facilitate conversations between TGD youth and their parents regarding coming out to family members or people in the community. The guide reads before saying, "As with much of the journey for TGD youth, decisions related to disclosure of identity should be child-led." The guide goes on to discuss the use of puberty-blocking medication, claiming some families may be under the misconception that these medications are experimental or harmful when used for adolescents. This is not, however, a misconception. Breitbart News recently revealed that Dr. Jeremy Carswell, the director of the Boston Children's Hospital's Gender Multispecialty Service, admitted that puberty blockers can sterilize children in a talk hosted by the Fenway Institute. She also remarked that they are being given out like candy. Breitbart News previously revealed that Carswell has received financial compensation from a company that produces puberty blockers. In addition to discussing medical interventions, the guide also urges providers to pressure parents into facilitating a social transition by using their child's affirmed name and pronouns at home and in public. Parents may require significant encouragement, practice, and example setting, it adds. Medical personnel are told to be clear that you as their provider oppose the use of harmful therapeutic practices such as conversion therapy, referring to therapy that denies the idea that people can change their sex. Meanwhile, if parents are unwilling to accept their child's transgender identity, providers are told to suggest that they seek counseling for themselves or other sources of support. Without fail, all of the organizations listed under the Resources for Families portion of the guide all promote transgender ideology. One organization, called Gender Spectrum, has hosted informational sessions on sex change operations. The organization is even sponsored by Align Surgical Associates, a surgical firm that performs sex change operations. The guide provides resources for youth as well, including Chat Space, a private online chat space meant to be concealed from parents where children discuss sexuality, drag, transgenderism, witchcraft, and political activism. Breitbart News revealed that the Arizona Department of Education promoted Chat Space, prompting a lawsuit against Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman. The guide also encourages children to check out an organization called the Gender Cool Project, which works to normalize child transgenderism by securing high-profile media appearances for children who identify as transgender. Breitbart News revealed that the organization is sponsored by AbbVie, a pharmaceutical company that manufactures puberty blockers and has a financial incentive to encourage prepubescent children to identify as transgender. At no point in the 23-page document does the guide entertain the idea that a child might not actually be transgender, or that affirming a transgender identity could have negative consequences. The entirety of the guide is based on the affirmative model, which unquestioningly accepts the premise that a patient's gender identity should be accepted and aided by social or medical interventions. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.